Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
Moncrief on News Talk.
First, though, as you know, international politics has been convulsed by the seizure of the Venezuelan president and his wife by US forces. Depending on your point of view, it is a violation of international and even US law, but all can agree that it was audacious and effectively executed. So how much planning went into it, and did they receive any inside help? Dan Saba is The Guardian's defence and security editor. Good afternoon, Dan.
Good afternoon. How are you?
How long were they planning this for?
Well, we don't know exactly, but the answer is several months. In broad terms, the answer is several months. Why? Because what the Americans wanted to do was they wanted to get as much intelligence as they can about their target, Nicolas Maduro and his wife, and they wanted to get as much intelligence as they could about Venezuelan defenses. So we think that a CIA team went out to Venezuela in around about August or September, part of a wider effort to establish what they call in the military sphere a pattern of life information about Nicolas Maduro, where he lived, what he did with his days, where he visited, most importantly, where he slept.
Right.
And this is a kind of critical information because, of course, if you're launching a night raid to seize a president, the very first thing you need to know is where's he going to be and what does it look, what does that situation look like? So Maduro had stepped up his security arrangements. It said he was sleeping in somewhere between 6 to 8 different locations, but the Americans seemed to have some kind of fix on that. And certainly the night in question, the Americans knew where he was, staying in this compound, basically the military base in Caracas, Fort Tiuna. And the Americans even seemed to have some kind of some level of detailed information as to what this compound looked like, what its floor plan was, what kind of doors they would encounter. They brought a bolt cutter or a wire cutter to get through steel doors because they anticipated there would be that Maduro would flee behind some steel doors. There were steel doors in the compound, so they had a good idea of where he was, what they're up against, and what it would look like. And all of that took months and months of intelligence work and planning.
And given that he was sleeping in different locations on different nights, could one infer that the plan was always to get him at Fortuna?
Well, maybe. It's hard to know for sure. I mean, we've been told through leaks from the U.S. system that the Americans have built up a mock-up of the compound at Fortuna, and that the Delta Force, the elite U.S. forces, were training at it. So they had some idea what it looked like. The question is, did they build, 6 other mock-ups? Well, the Americans, they have so much money and resources at their disposal, the American military, that it's very possible they did. We don't quite know. Mm. You asked me if they would have had inside information. Well, it was certainly the CIA was certainly briefing, a very unusual thing for an intelligence agency to do, but they were briefing. They had some kind of human source between, somebody well-placed inside the Venezuelan government who was providing them with some degree of detail. Now, whether that person was a member of Maduro's entourage or security detail, I'm not quite sure. In fact, Maduro made heavy use of Cubans. He trusted them more than Venezuelans to provide his security, both his personal security and his intelligence. But somebody was certainly giving the Americans a degree of information, including perhaps where he was sleeping on a nightly basis. We don't quite know, but certainly they've been boasting about having a human source of some kind.
Yeah. Kind of odd that they would boast about that, because that source might be put in harm's way from that revelation.
Very, very odd. And you'd be pushed to think it would be a career CIA person that had done that, perhaps, a more recent, a press person or a more recent political appointment. But I'm just speculating on that. It definitely could put a person in danger. And as with all these things, you can't be absolutely sure it's true. Perhaps it's the sort of thing that's being said to destabilize the new president of Venezuela, make them think that, again, the Americans have inside information on their movements. After all, the US wants to have Venezuela in its thrall. So, yeah, it's a very odd thing to do.
Yeah. Now, as you said, there are a lot of his security staff, or maybe all of his security staff, are Cuban. So presumably the Americans knew what kind of resistance they might face when they landed at this compound.
Well, I think there are two parts to the operation in military terms. The first part was to suppress Venezuela's air defenses and aerial assets, fighter aircraft. Well, these are sort of Russian S-300 and Buk systems, very familiar from the conflict in Ukraine, and some Russian jets that I think Hugo Chavez, the previous president, bought with Venezuelan oil money. The Americans did that very, very easily with conventional military means, missiles of various types, and then bombing raids by F-35s, it looks like. But then there was a second phase, which is then they could get the Delta Force soldiers in, coming in via helicopter, flying quite openly above Caracas. We've all seen the videos of several helicopters flying over Caracas towards the fort. They must have anticipated there would be a gunfight or some kind, some degree of resistance. As I said earlier, they'd certainly thought there would be steel doors they might have to get past, and they'd had blowtorches to deal with those. Well, there were gunfights of some kind or some degree at the compound, so I guess that was as expected. Most of Maduro's security detail appear to have been killed. That's what the Venezuelans said afterwards. But the US says that only a few of its guys were lightly injured. So again, that would suggest they were very well prepared in those last moments, just before they captured the Venezuelan president.
And he, when this became apparent, what was going on, he, as I understand it, he did have a safe room that he tried to get to.
Yes, that's what the Americans were preparing for. And certainly that's what Donald Trump said. He had, when he did realize what was going on, Maduro made a run for the safe room, but he couldn't quite close the door. And the Americans got there in time, though. They also had a plan, I think, to get in the safe room. He also brought along an FBI. The military team also brought along an FBI hostage negotiator in case they needed to negotiate with him orally. So they had a sort of they were trying to cover all the bases there in their goal to capture Maduro alive. It looks like he made the run for the. It looks like he made a run for the safe room, and it looks like he didn't quite get there. But had he got inside it, it's not clear. It would have made a lot of difference.
Yeah, indeed. Now, and apart from hitting various military assets, is it true they also managed to turn off the electricity, at least in part of the country?
Well, Donald Trump claimed this. He said because of, I think, some phrasing like because of a capability that we have that it was dark in large parts of Caracas. I mean, what is true, it's possible. What is true is that residents were certainly reporting power cuts when the first explosions were being heard. It could have been... So, yes, it could have been a cyber attack. That's, I think, what Donald Trump wants you to think. It could have been actually an act of sabotage by undercover agents, perhaps destroying some part of a substation or something like this. Or it could have been from the overhead bombing that they were targeting electrical facilities. And certainly at Fort Juna, a power station was bombed. We've seen that from satellite imagery. So yes, we know that the power did go off in parts of Caracas that fateful night, and it might have been from a cyber attack, but frankly it might also have been from the bombing or from some other covert action. So we don't quite know.
Yeah. Now, as I understand it, Venezuela had spent quite a few bob buying armaments from the Russians. Does that kind of tell us something perhaps about the quality of the Russian hardware?
It certainly does. I think it tells us that it might look smart on paper, but it can be easily overwhelmed by the US. And I think about it like this, right? You know, on the one hand, the US is spending nearly something like $900 billion a year on its military and has done consistently, large sums and consistently since the end of the Cold War. You know, you wouldn't buy a computer. You know, if someone said to you, you got to buy a Russian laptop or a Russian-made mobile phone, you wouldn't think it'd be very good, would you? And I think, why is it we should think that Russian military equipment, therefore, is going to be any good or particularly sophisticated? As a regional power, Venezuela had a decent enough military, if you like. But when faced with the military might of the United States, its defeat was overwhelming and inevitable. And I think, one must understand that if the reality of the world situation is if the U.S. military puts his mind to something, I think it can overwhelm pretty much everyone except perhaps the Chinese. And that is just an uncomfortable reminder, perhaps, of how unbalanced the world is in the military respect.
Yeah. Were there any American casualties, by the way?
Only a few wounded in the. The Americans said that only a few were wounded in the gunfight at the compound. Otherwise, there weren't. One of the helicopters was damaged a bit as it flew close to the compound. Again, I think. From gunfire, but there was none of the vaunted sort of Russian air defense equipment was operational and active. It had been detected and neutralized, and we've seen that video, right? The helicopters were flying over the city without any kind of threat of any kind, without any kind of air defense taking them on, an air corridor being cleared, all within a matter of an hour or two.
Mm. Now there's a massive chunk of the U.S. fleet in the Caribbean in advance of this. Is it likely they're going to stay there?
I think so. I think it's something like a quarter of the U.S. fleet is in the Caribbean, and 11 warships, I think, is the figure. So, yes, it's very serious. Well, I mean, Trump's threatened further military action against Venezuela if it doesn't comply. We're not really clear what he means, but he's now talking about threatening the president of Colombia, also, of course, a Pacific country, but in part border in the Caribbean. I mean, I think I'd be very surprised if this force is stood down very quickly. I think the whole point is to threaten Venezuela in particular. So I would imagine that we'll see this heightened military presence sustained for some time, possibly a very long time. I think for the Republicans, there's a lot of unfinished business in the Caribbean. There's also talk about Cuba, isn't there, and threats being made to Cuba, a country that's long stood up to the United States. So, yeah, I think we'll see this military deployment continue for some time. You know, most of its purpose is to scare people, after all.
Mm. Though, is there a danger they could stretch themselves too thin if they have follow-up operations in Colombia and Cuba and that kind of thing?
Possibly. I think the capabilities of the U.S. are very great as long as they measure them out very carefully. I think what the Americans are not capable of doing, and there isn't this level of force in the region, is of occupying large parts of Venezuela. This is a country with around 30 million people, and I think there's only something like 15,000 Marines immediately available. You would need a large number of troops. You were trying to occupy even the sort of key parts of the country, or you're trying to occupy oil refineries or something like that located on the coast. So I don't think we're going to see that kind of level of intervention, which really would stretch the U.S. capability. In fact, you know, what the U.S. has tried to do is take control of Venezuela on the cheap by seizing, the president and his wife. So that would be, that's what's going on there. I mean, what if there was another crisis somewhere else in the world? What if China said this is our moment to not just strike on Taiwan? In theory, the Americans keep enough presence in the Pacific, not in the Pacific, the Americans keep enough presence around Taiwan to deal with all that kind of eventuality. I mean, you just don't know. So there is a risk, but it's something the Americans are mindful of. I think right now they're not overly stretched, but the trouble with military action and wars is one thing, they're easy to start and quite hard to finish, and one thing could lead to another.
Mm. Dan, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was Dan Saba there, the Guardian's defence and security editor.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at weightwatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.